Hello, and welcome to This Day in History. My name is Roy St. John, and you're listening to WHRW Binghamton. On September 5th, 1975, in Sacramento, California, an assassination attempt against President Gerald Ford is foiled when a Secret Service agent wrests a semi-automatic 45 caliber pistol from Lynette Squeaky Frome, a follower of incarcerated cult leader Charles Manson. Wow.
I've got you, Squeaky Frome. Now your punishment. I'll throw you in this abandoned building and set it aflame!
But you're just a Secret Service agent! You can't punish me!
Do you see this law? I've taken it into my own hands. Now get into the building.
That's not a law. That's Ten Commandments. You lifted off that statue.
I love the Ten Commandments, and now they're mine. Now, my lighter will light the building on fire.
Ooh, man, Squeaky, you're in kind of a bind here.
No, I'll just take the elevator down.
That probably isn't such a good idea, but I'm just a voice in your head, so go, do that.
Yeah, where are you, masculine?
I'm not sure.
Good thing I deposited you on an upper floor, ha-ha!
You'll pay for this, flying Secret Service agent man, law pusher jerk!
Well, Squeaks, we gotta get out of this. We're in a lot of trouble.
What, do you want me to take the elevator or not? Make up my mind!
Fine, take the elevator.
Down!
Pillar of Flame!
In a certain sense, the elevator did work, as it did take her down to hell. In general, when there is a fire, you shouldn't use the elevator, you should use the stairs, if at all possible, because you could be killed, and that wouldn't be fortunate for you at all. This is This Day in History on WHRW, Binghamton.